grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Well, as you heard in the vicar's reading of the gospel, Jesus is invited by a very distinguished Pharisee to join him for dinner. And the room of the Pharisee is gorgeous, decorated with exquisite tapestries on the wall. The guests are dressed in their finest clothes and seated in their finest manners, doing their very best to impress this guest called Jesus of Nazareth. Now, one of the first reactions you might have is, why in the world would Jesus be entertained by a Pharisee? I mean, we've been taught that Pharisees are bad people. They are evil. They're villains in the gospel. And they're always plotting against Jesus. But in truth, many of the Pharisees were just curious about Jesus. Some actually were his friends. What a surprise. And historically, let me tell you a little bit, Pharisees actually did not begin as bad, evil people. They actually came about 160 years before Christ during an era called the Maccabean Revolt, which was against the Greeks. And this group wanted to protect and preserve their religion because it was so important to them. So these people, these Pharisees, went about protecting and talking to make sure that the Jewish religion would be upheld. Not a bad thing to do, but what happened over 100-some-odd years is they became powerful. They became very confrontational. They were concerned that they might lose some integrity or power with the people. So Jesus concerned them. First off, as I said, some were very curious. Some were fascinated by him. He spoke with authority. In fact, as you could probably guess, he knew more about Scripture than the scribes and the Pharisees did. He knew it cold. And then one other problem they had, the people. The people loved and adored Jesus. So therefore, they could not ignore him. So at the dinner party, people were very keen on watching Jesus and how he behaved. And they were very concerned about where he sat. And that's kind of human nature, isn't it? Everybody, even today, we have our spot. We have our spots at home where we sit. We have our spots at work where we work. And, you know, we even have our spots over the past 75, 80 years here where certain people sit. We sit because that's our place of comfort. And now everybody's going, I do always sit here, don't I? Yeah, and that's okay. That's okay, because it's a place of comfort. But Jesus kind of turns that desire upside down. He tells the guests, why are you people fighting to get the best seats? He says, don't seek honor for yourselves. He says, take the lowest places, the lowest. And let the host come to you and say, oh, my, come, move up, get closer to the head table. Let God do the exalting in your life. Now, what I just said rebels against everything you've ever been taught in human nature. Put yourself forward. Promote yourself. Make sure you, as a kid or as a grown-up, so you get noticed. And you've heard me harp on this in Bible class time and time again, but let me say it again. Be humble. Be thankful simply to know that you're invited at all. For in the kingdom of God, the humble will be lifted up and the proud down. So that was the first point that Jesus wanted to make, but he had a second. So he turns to the host and he says, oh, it's a beautiful party, wonderful party. Only one problem. And the host says, what is the problem? He said, you invited all the wrong people. All the wrong people? Yeah, all the wrong people. You shouldn't just invite your friends. You shouldn't just invite your family. You invited everybody that's going to somehow repay you back or re-invite you to come to their house. You should invite the poor. You should invite the crippled. You should invite the blind and the lame. Invite the people who could never, ever repay you back. Then you will be blessed, truly. Generosity expects nothing in return. True hospitality reflects the heart of God who gives to us freely, not because any of us in this room can repay God. That isn't going to happen. He does that precisely because you can't repay him. As a kid in Bourbon, my grandmother, which her name was May, which very, very few of us remember her. But on Thanksgiving, she would set the finest Thanksgiving dinner. I used to love it. As a little kid, I struggled just to stay out of the way. But she would set a beautiful table. And that table, you know where she lived. It would extend from the very front door all the way to the back door. Her table would be set. And as a kid, I never knew where I was going to sit. I just grabbed an open spot. Well, one year, my older brother, whose name is Gary, I guess Gary was 8 years, 7 years old, he sat across the table from me. Well, next to Gary sat an elderly gentleman that none of us had ever met. So Gary, being a very polite kid, which he was, said, hi, I'm Gary Rodemeyer. And the man smiled and replied that it was a pleasure to meet him. And Gary said, where are you from? Where are you from? And the old man paused. He said, well, honestly, up until this morning, I was in the city jail. But your grandmother came down early in the morning and got me out of jail because she said nobody should be alone on Thanksgiving. That's humility. And I can tell similar stories historically from many of the people that filled these pews years and years ago. Somebody asked me the other day, because I was trying to name members, and yes, I forget them, their names. I remember their faces. I remember their voices. But they were wonderful, sincere, Lutheran people. In the gospel reading today, we read in Luke that Jesus warns you. He said, I want you to strive. I want you to try. Do your best that you can to enter by the narrow door. The narrow door. And you enter not by being good enough. You're not going to get through because you were holy enough. You're not going to get through the door because you said the right thing, did the right thing. No, it's not because where you are at a table. The narrow door is Jesus Christ. That's how we get to heaven. He is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. Now the Pharisees, granted, they wanted to control who was in and who was out and who sat in what seat and who did not. But Jesus said, the first will be last, and the last will be first. So the question for us is this: are we humbly entering by the narrow door? Are we trying to squeeze in through our pride, our works, our status? I want us to know this. Humility and generosity are not just nice words. They are a calling of faith. They are what the life of Christ looks like among us. I know who we as a church used to be. I remember it. I remember them. The question is, are we still that church today? Are we inviting those who cannot repay us? Are we showing the grace of God to those who desperately need it? Are we living not for honor and recognition? Are we living for the joy of simply being invited to the feast of the Lamb? At God's table, remember, there's no jockeying for position here. There's only grace. You and I are invited not because of what we have done, but because Christ was humbled. He was humbled before us. He was humbled before the cross. He was the last, so that each of us here could be first. He took your sins, each of our sins he took, so that we might be forgiven. He opened that narrow door, so that all who trust in him will sit, I guess I could say, we will sit at his table forever. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.